It's time for today's Senior Spotlight, brought to you by State Representative Dan Swanson. Representative Swanson congratulates all area graduates and hopes they continue learning and growing.
And joining us now on the Senior Spotlight is Cormac Flynn from United High School. And Cormac, you've had quite a high school career, of course. With my background, I'm very familiar with your sports accolades that you've received over the 4 years, and you've been involved with football, basketball, baseball. What have you enjoyed most about the sports aspect of your high school career?
Being able to play along with my childhood friends and people that I grew up with, and then kind of turning things around at United. I know going in we didn't have the best sports teams, but at the end of it all, it took a turn for the best, and I guess records show and stats show.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and congratulations, because that's what you and some of your classmates did, is really turn things around at United. And, of course, Mercer County fans won't forget the night that pretty much every time you touched the football, you scored a touchdown. And now you're in the spring with baseball, but you're going to go on to Loras College and play football. So tell us about the selection of Loras College and what you're going to do up there.
Yeah, so I plan on going to Loras to play football and study business for now. And then, from there, where I go.
Now, you've been involved with a lot of other things. You're a member of the National Honor Society, so that means you take some tough subjects there at United. What are some of the classes you've enjoyed the most, and maybe some of the top teachers that you've had?
I may not have enjoyed doing things like chemistry and stuff, but I would say Danielle Carter. She does a really nice job of teaching kids and making sure they're involved and doing their work.
And you've been involved in extracurriculars, one of them being the Bi-County Youth Coalition. Tell us about the Bi-County Youth Coalition. What have you and the other members of that organization do?
We do things like community work. We go to the Jamison Center. We sorted out clothes one time. We set up a teen leadership conference or something like that for freshmen in high school between West Central, United, and Monmouth Roseville. We come up with ideas for the town, ways to get people involved in more community service and things such as that.
And Cormac, you've also been involved in a couple of academic organizations at United, the WISE Academic Challenge and the ICTN Math Challenge. Can you tell us what those are about?
So basically, both of them are academic tests that top performers in the school take, and it's a team effort for the school, and you do tests, and based on your performance as a school, you can advance into like state sectionals, such as that.
Okay. Now, for a person who's played sports every season, extracurricular things in school, what do you like to do when it's time to relax and just take it a little bit easy?
Recently, I've been getting into fishing, and I guess playing video games also helps with that. I also like to weightlift and take my mind off of sports and school and just relax.
And getting back to Loras College, where you plan to pursue your education and play football, what else about the school did you like? What made you decide, maybe this is the place I want to spend the next 4 years?
The kids and the coaches that I met when I went on that visit were very friendly, and they seemed like a group of people I could go in and enjoy 4 years with. And then also my mom and some of her siblings had went there, so they're all alumni from there.
Excellent. Now, last but not least, when you look back over your high school career, what are some of the most fondest memories you can think of?
I would just say all of them, like just spending every day with my friends, teammates, coaches. Those were the moments that I did cherish, and I'm glad I did before time ran out.
Well, listen,
not really a specific moment, but I'm just glad that every moment that I spent with them was cherished.
Well, listen, Cormac, once again, congratulations on an outstanding high school career, and we want to wish you the best at Loras College.
Thank you.
That's Cormac Flynn from United High School, our guest today on the Senior Spotlight.
This has been today's Senior Spotlight, brought to you by State Representative Dan Swanson. Representative Swanson congratulates all area graduates and hopes they continue learning and growing.